Blackstone Audiobooks presents Manassas by James Reasoner. Chapter 1. Easy now, William Shakespeare Brannan breathed as he watched the oncoming riders over the barrel of his rifle. Just keep coming, boys. Beside Will, his deputy, Luther Strawn, shifted a little, making the brush that concealed them rattle loudly. At least the noise sounded loud in Will's ears. He grimaced and shot a look at Luther, who just raised his eyebrows and shook his head. Under the circumstances, that was as much of an apology as the deputy could make. Will turned his attention back to the riders. There were 6 of them coming up the gentle slope of the hill toward the clump of live oaks, where Will and Luther were hiding. Beyond the riders, a broad, shallow valley fell away into the distance. In the spring, the valley would be filled with colorful explosions of wildflowers, and by summer it would be green with thick, lush grass. But now, in late January, 1861, it was a mixture of mottled browns and grays. The riders wore long gray coats, which made them blend into the background to a certain extent. If it came to shooting, that would make it more difficult, thought Will. Why couldn't bandits all wear nice, colorful bandanas to give a man something to aim at? His younger brother, Titus, might be able to shoot the wings off a butterfly at 1,000 yards.